Last week on Kind of a Big Deal podcast, we sat down with two fabulous queens. And this week, we have another special guest as Doug, Craig, and myself talk with Faye. So, all that and much more on this episode of Kind of a Big Deal podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Kind of a Big Deal podcast. I am your host, Terry Miller, and I'm joined here with my co-host, Doug Parks.
Hello, hello.
And my other co-host all the way down in Tennessee, Craig Lux.
Hey, hey, hey.
And this week, we have a couple guests on. We have my sister, Savannah.
Hey.
And we have Miss Faye.
Hi.
So this week we're going to be talking with them and asking them some questions. So who wants to start with the questions?
I'll go ahead and start. So Faye, I just when did you kind of like start your journey with the transitioning thing? And was it prior to drag or was it kind of all in one?
It was a long, long time ago. It was before drag. I was in middle school. And so this was probably like early 90s. I was about 13 years old, first thing. And I just started slowly, you know, transitioning. I went to the public library and read every book on like sexuality and stuff. I knew that I was gay, but there was something else. So I read all the books and realized that I was transgendered, and so I slowly started converting since the age of 13.
That's awesome. So you really educated yourself, but so you never actually came out as gay, it was just trans, and then when did you start doing drag with that? Basically when you were 18 and...
Oh, no, no, no. I started working at New Beginnings and doing drag when I was 15.
Get it, girl.
But you asked that I educate myself. Yeah, I knew there was something different about me, so I wanted to like read up on it and read about the feelings that I was having and stuff like that. And I did come out as gay at first and lived as a gay male for a while, but then I was like, I'm just something else.
Right.
Wow.
So at 15, was that legal back then to start going to bars and performing? Because I know it's not like that now.
No, it definitely was not legal.
No. You just fit the part.
I asked my friends from Virginia, they were going to the club that night, and I was like, I want to go. They were like, well, get your fake ID, you can go. So I ran to my cousin, and I was like, can I please use your ID? And he let me use it.
Yeah. And you besides drag, you're really into the I guess the dance world, aren't you?
Yes, I was a dancer for 11 years and a competitive gymnast for 13.
That's awesome. And that's definitely helped with the performance and your energy level on stage. Because I know that's really hard for some people to really, like, feel the energy on stage like you do.
Yeah, it does help a lot, like, especially with, like, musicality and, like, emoting on stage and, like, really letting the emotion, like, feed through your performance. But back then when I was smaller and I had, you know, I was capable of doing the things, like, my gymnastics came into play, and that's how I kind of made my name. Because of all the tricks and the flips and everything that I would do during my performances.
What is your drag name?
My drag name is Faitriana Evans.
And is that the name you go by now?
It is.
It's a beautiful name. I was just curious if that was what you had stuck with, because I see that as being a relatively common theme when people are transgender and they're doing drag. Their drag name at least kind of like comes a part of their name, their chosen name.
Right. My stage name is Faitriana Evans, but everyday life, I'm Faitriana Brown.
That's pretty too. I love it. And I love that you were able to embrace yourself, and that's a beautiful thing too.
I tried to, and then I incorporated like a strong character off of Black Panther, Okoye. That's my middle name, Faitriana Okoye Brown.
Have we seen you perform yet? Because we've been to New Beginnings a couple times.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah, she's there. She's there all the time.
I bet if I go back and look through my old video, I'll find it.
I'm the only girl of color there.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Got your own Beyonce.
You can't miss me, baby.
Large and in charge and
big, blonde, and beautiful.
There it is. She's shaking them titties on stage. She's giving it to you.
Honey, if they get any bigger, honey, they're going to shake me.
Work.
So when it comes to dancing, because I know you tell us all the time, like just feel the music. Did that just come natural to you, or is it just,
I use the stage is like my diary. Like you can always tell like what kind of mood I'm in or what I'm going through by the songs that I do. Anybody can perform a song, but like when you entertain, you captivate a crowd, and you have to like write the story to what you're performing. And like I like to like tell girls, like when you're on stage, nobody knows what you're supposed to be doing on stage except for you. If you mess up, don't let it read on your face. Just keep going. Just lose yourself in the music. Lose yourself. It's not like I'm performing Beyonce song or I'm performing Gladys Knight song. That's my song. You see what I'm saying? Like I perform it as if I wrote the lyrics. As if I perform, you know. And I try to tell the other girls, don't worry about like, don't be nervous out there. Like, lose your mind. Like, get out there. Whatever the music makes you feel or makes you want to do that. Lose your mind on stage, and you'll get a bigger reaction out of the crowd.
Well, it don't look like it's so forced.
Right. Just let it come natural. Don't try to force your walk. And a lot of girls put their heels on, and they walk like a Glassdale. And I'm like, well, honey, when you're everyday life and you put your flip-flops on, honey, you almost break your hips, honey, walking through Walmart. So why can't you just walk normal in the heels? Like, just get out there and just be yourself. Don't try to pretend to be, just be.
Right. Do what you do.
Exactly. And do it well.
So where'd you grow up at?
I grew up in Marion, Virginia.
Where exactly is that?
It's about 30 minutes from Bristol. It's Southwest Virginia. It's right past Chihuahua. Like, yeah, it's like a three or four town.
Oh wow! So it's tiny.
Oh yeah, it's very tiny. I changed Marion forever.
Yeah, I know. All that grace coming out of that small town.
Yeah, my guidance counselor from high school, she comes and sees me. She comes to my shows and stuff like that. Like, everybody in Marion, like, when I go back home, I feel like I'm a local celebrity. Like, when I came out in Marion, it wasn't, like, very, like, spoken, like, people didn't talk about it and stuff like that. And I was just like, well, baby, this is me. Like, love me or hate me is still an obsession. Like, and then, like, when I came out, it just set the ball rolling. And, like, everybody started to be themselves and come out. And, like, yeah, so it's wild.
That's amazing. Oh, man,
that's amazing.
So other than dance, what is your favorite song to perform?
Oh, goodness. Here recently, Collect My Love by Alex Newell.
Oh.
That's one of my favorites. It's like my new favorite, but like, to perform, let's see, there's always Ain't Nobody by Chaka Khan or Kelly Price. Tamar Braxton, anything by Tamar. And then Where You At by Jennifer Hudson, it will always like hit home with me. That's one that I perform like. And Fail's my top, my number one favorite. I'm sorry. Fail is my number one favorite to perform.
That is amazing. I don't know what my favorite would be to perform, honestly. There's so many great options out there.
There's so many. And it's just like a different vibe for like different songs and stuff like that. Like if you do ballads, I have my favorite ballad, or I have my favorite like little walkie number, or my whole nasty glamour, like, like I just have like in different genres of music and stuff like that. I have my favorite.
I was gonna say if you keep going, you're gonna say that every one that you name, every like fifth one, you'll be like, oh, that's actually my favorite.
I know. My every playlist I have, every song was my favorite.
Yeah, everybody always asks me life. All the time, like, what's your favorite song? And I'm like, I have so many. I don't know what to pick.
Right. It's like it's hard to pick. It's just looking you're entertaining because like your song Rolodex is so like extended, like it's like you flip and you're just like, what is my favorite? Like I love them all.
We haven't really talked about like a bunch of your past experience, but I'm just curious because I know you'd be bucking on stage, so I know some crazy things have had to happen while you were performing. What are some of the most memorable performances that you have?
Me going through the runway. I used to do the song "Dive in the Pool," and like I used to like backflip and do all these tricks and stuff like that. But I was on the runway. And it got to let's get soaking wet, and I had to flip. So I did a back handspring, and my left leg went through the runway. Like, so my left leg was down in the runway, and my right leg was still up on the runway. So I was like, okay, this is not cute. So I had to pull my leg out of the runway. They had to like put like traffic cones and a big piece of plywood on the. It was a mess.
I mean, like, how do you recover from that one? Like, you got to have some grace to do that.
Like, if you do something like that on stage and stuff, like, it's okay to laugh at yourself, or it's okay to, like, you know, it happens. Like, entertainers have fallen, like, down the stairs performing, like, at sold-out arenas all over the world and stuff like that. So, it's nothing for me to fall, like, or need to like mess up or something like that, a trip down the stairs or something like that. Like you just like shake it off and you just take it with stride. Like if you let it affect you, it's just like if I was in gymnastics and I was on the balance beam and I bobbled or I fell off. You have to gain your composure back that quick to get back up and to compete, you know, to finish competing because your nerves can take you out of your zone. Like let it break the ice. Like if something happens to you on stage, let it break the ice and be like, well, girl, I don't know what to tell you. No, you know, like, you know, shit happens.
I just set a new tone.
Yeah, like, and then the crowd sees you just take it with stride and brush it off, like, and then, you know, they're going to be like, well, all right, bitch, you know.
get up and work.
But so. But my biggest thing was I used to cause a lot of falls on stage. Like, I didn't mean to, but that thing, you know, all this body, yada, 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 yada. And I used to, like, oil sheen my legs. I wouldn't wear tights. I would just oil sheen my legs. So when I got out there and did it, like, jumped into a split, as Jacqueline would say, I left two big ham hocks. Grease spots on the stage for my legs. And the girls asked me to come down and hit those flip flops and just wipe out. And every one of them would come back and be like, bitch, I fell. And I'm like, ooh.
Watch your step next time.
They were like, girl, you gotta stop greasing your legs up like that. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry, honey. I don't want to be ashy.
I can't wait to be down.
You can't what?
Go ahead.
I know, I must have cut out or something. Everybody disappeared for a minute.
Oh.
No, I can't wait to meet you next time we're down there.
I can't wait either. Like, this is, thank you guys for, like, you know, thank you to me for your, you know, the podcast and stuff like that. Like, this is really an honor.
It's a new experience. Yep. It's lovely having you on.
Yeah, and I think it's awesome too. It's like, because we're getting to know so many different people and talking with them and hearing their stories. And I mean, that's the beauty of doing this too. So. It's a pleasure for us to have you.
Yeah, we love you all already.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you back.
Spreading the love, everybody. Spreading the love. And
okay, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you have, like, different outfits that you wear for, like, different dances, or do you have, like, the same outfit for all of them?
I usually, like, if I perform the song more than once and stuff like that, and I wear a certain costume, that tends to become that costume for that song. But I'll switch it up at you know, at some point. You know, like, I'll just throw on a different costume, a gown or stuff like that. Like, just switch it up sometimes. But some 9 times out of 10, you have a specific look that you want to do for that song, and you try not to change it up, but it happens.
Yeah, going on that, I kind of have trouble. Do you choose your song and then the outfit, or you choose the outfit and then the song?
I choose the song and the outfit.
I definitely be choosing my thongs first sometimes.
Yeah.
But it really depends.
Like, because it's hard to, like, gauge. Like, if you try to pick your costume, it'd be like, what song would go with that costume? Like, as hard as it was that way, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this song, this song, this song, and I'm going to wear this, 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 and that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely understand that outfit thing. I mean, I would want my phone matching my outfit, too.
And then I don't pick my music sometimes until I get to the club, so I can catch the feel of the crowd. And, you know, every crowd's different, like, because I can have something said, and then the crowd pick up, and I'm like, change all of that. I'm doing this and this. You know what I mean? Like, the crowd is what, like, feeds the show. Like, when I feed off the crowd, the energy from the crowd. Like, when they feed me, I feed them right back, honey.
That's awesome.
Were you scared to start drag queen? Like, were you scared of people's opinions and stuff?
No, I wasn't necessarily afraid. I was excited. Like, when my first drag show was Sable Chanel, Jacqueline St. James, Maxie Houston, and Carmen Michaels. And I had never seen a drag show. And when I seen it, I was like, you are kidding me. I have found my tribe. Like, you know, this is me. Like, I have to be a part of this. Like, and when I get on stage, like I said, the stage is my life. Like, I can just, like, release everything. If I'm mad, I can do something angry on stage and release all of that. like if I'm going through something and I get on stage and do something, I'm crying on stage, like the crowd feels that and they're like, oh my God, that was so beautiful. I'm like, you have no idea what that, you know, it's, the crowd's like my therapy. But at 15 years old, I did a talent show. I did Deborah Cox's Nobody's Supposed to Be Here. And I danced. And it was very, it was another world. I could do what I wanted to do. I could be who I wanted to be without judgment, without, you know, any cares. Like if I wanted to get out there and just hump the floor, like the crowd's going to go crazy, like because I humped the floor. You know what I'm saying? Like if I flip the crowd off, they're going to scream, you know, or flip me off, you know, flip me back off. Like it's just, like, but the nerves are all, the nerves never go away. To this day, I've been doing drag for 20 years, and to this day, every show I get nervous.
Why do you think that you get nervous?
I don't know. Like, I start getting nervous, like, when I start to paint my face at home. Like, when I start to do my makeup and stuff like that, like, I got plenty of time. I start painting my face at like 7 o'clock and stuff like that, 6, 7 o'clock. The show's not till 11, so I got plenty of time. But I feel like I'm rushed, and I'm just like going through it. I'm just like, I got to pack this. I got to get this. And then, like, it's the anxiety of it all. But then it's, when I hit the top of the stairs and the spotlight, all the nerves are gone. Like, it's like Beyonce and Sasha Fierce. It's like Faitriana and Faye-Faye. Like, Faye-Faye steps out and Miss Faitriana takes the stage. It's a feeling I can't describe. But the nerves, though, they never go away. They are always going to be there.
Let's take a second to talk about Xtina Paints. Christina Little is a member of the Kind Fam. She's very close with Doug and I, and I'm sure she will get very close with Craig once she meets him. If you want to, you can support our friend Christina with her new endeavor, where she takes her beautiful art and places them on real cool products. You can go to Etsy.com/XTinaPaints. And that is XTINAPAINTS. You can also go to the Facebook page for Kind of a Big Deal Podcast, and the link will be pinned right up at the top. So please support our friend Christina and purchase something from her awesome Etsy store today. Bye.
So Craig's got this great list of questions, so I'm going to steal one from Craig here. How many drag babies have you had over your journey?
Ooh. I didn't get these hips for nothing. You're exactly right. I have kids across the land. I have kids everywhere. Like I lost count at like 100 and some.
That is a ton.
some of the kids that I have, like, I've never met before. Like, they'll see like some of my live videos, or they've seen my show, or they'll see me like somehow, some way they follow me, and then they'll reach out to me and like, can I ask you to be my drag mother? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, of course, like.
Just spreading the love.
Right. Like, I wish I had a knee back then. Like, if I had a knee back then, a lot of things would have been different. So now I try to be that guardrail or that bumper. So, like, I let the girls, like, you know, pave their own way and stuff like that. But when they start to veer off the road, I'm there to bump them back on the road. I'm like, baby, this is rough terrain over here. You don't want to go over here. Just stay where you're going. Stay on the path that you're on. Like, I know it gets tough. I know it gets, you know, it's going to be obstacles. It's going to be ups and downs and all this other stuff. But trust me, you'll come out better on the other side.
That's beautiful.
Because if somebody bumps, If somebody would have bumped my ass back on the road, honey, it would have been a different, it would have been a totally different story. But you have to go through stuff to, you have to go through stuff to grow. And like the stuff that I've been through has made me the person that I am today. And I wouldn't change any of it.
Right. That's kind of what makes you, and that's kind of what makes you be that, that motherly soul, so to speak, is just try to pass positivity. I know when you give advice, even backstage, it's always positive. It's never, even if you're like, okay, well, you did this wrong, but then you'll be like, okay, but this is it. You got this, girl. You know, you're just always so positive with us.
Right. Like, I can't, I'm not going to pick you apart because you already picked yourself apart. I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to just give you the corners of, you know, the edges to smooth over. Like, I'm not going to try to change the girls to be the queen that I want them to be. They have to be the queen that they are. Everything has to come organically. Like, you have to develop into your own skin. You have to, like, grow into your own craft and your art. Like, I can't be you. You can't be me. But, like, everybody brings their own dynamic to the show. Like, I'll never try to change the girl. I'll just try to get her to be the better version of herself.
Right, that's kind of what Vandasia was talking about, that how like when you, because you do a lot of talents for pageants and stuff, like you sort of choreograph them, and she was like, yeah, she would just give you the steps, and she'd be like, okay, now you do you for a while, and then you would step in and kind of polish it up, but you kind of give them reins on it.
Right, because everybody's not going to be able to dance like me, or, you know, or move like me, or, like, have the musicality, or, like, you know what I'm saying, like, the fluidity or whatever in their movements. But I'll give you the count. Now, you dance your dance. You know the steps. Now, you make it you. Because I dance my dance.
Yeah. I miss seeing you throw yourself around the stage.
My legs are getting better, and I'm trying to get them stronger, you know, stuff like that, so I could come out and dance. I've been trying to push myself more and more during each performance and stuff like that, and like, they're not hurting as bad as they were. I even did a split Saturday night, which I thought that I was going to be like in so much pain, but I feel great.
That's awesome. Oh, I definitely wasn't saying that you still don't buck on stage, but you know what I mean.
Oh, I give you a buck, honey. I buck for a little bit, honey. Don't let the old age fool you, honey.
I don't think it fools anybody.
It fools me sometimes, I ain't gonna lie.
So do you still do, like, the backflips and stuff like that, or are you not able to?
I can feel, like, I think it's because of the, like, My breath, I think it's because they're so big now. Like, when I go to throw, like, something standing, like a standing back handspring, a standing back tuck, I can't get around. Like, it's like if I do a back handspring, I'll hit my hands and I'll crumble. But, like, if I take off across the floor and I do a full tumbling pass, I can still tumble like that. But when my legs are hurting, so... Like I dance on two broke legs. So I'm supposed to have a double knee replacement. When I'm dancing, my knees come out of place like 8 to 12 times, like during like a song. Like, and as I'm dancing, I pop my knees back in. And then in 2012, I fractured my hip, and it never healed. So my muscle has detached itself running from the break in my left leg. So I was supposed to have a surgery in 2012, but I didn't.
Damn, girl, and you're still performing with all that?
I still performing with all that. That's why I swell up so big and my legs are so, like, if you can look at my legs and stuff like that, you'll be able to tell my left leg is a lot bigger than my right leg. And like, when it's really, really swollen, it's like when it's at its worst. But yeah, I'm still out there bucking and splitting and kicking on two broke legs.
Damn, keep it going.
Van Deja Vu was talking yesterday about all the layers of tights and everything, and like with the pain that you're already in, Especially with your leg like that. That has to be a lot of pain to deal with every night.
It is. Like, I don't wear as many tights as the other girls do. Like, I used to, but then it, like, restricted, like, for my movement. So I'll just wear, like, one pair of tights and a pair of fishnets or just a pair of tights. But, yeah, it does, like, with all the girdles and stuff like that you put on, like, it does get, because you have to, like, I have to kick that much harder to get my leg up, or I have to stretch that much further and stuff like that. Like, it can be painful sometimes.
Patreon is thicker than a Snicker, though, so she don't have to do all the padding that us other girls do.
A king size Snicker baby.
I love that. I'm a king size Snicker baby.
I heard that
I like those king size Snicker bars.
A lot of people do, honey. They don't sell no bad.
I've been into them Reese's big cups lately.
Oh,
Ooh, we now you're talking my language, baby. Oh, y'all don't have to. Y'all don't make me go in here and get a snack. Y'all better stop, honey. Y'all know I got to munch you.
He was hitting the ball too, wasn't you?
We talk about our words.
That's amazing. So, does anybody else have anything for Fatriana before we go?
Yeah, I think she should pick a color on the soundboard.
Oh, yes, pick a color. I have red, orange, yellow, green, teal, blue, purple, or pink.
My favorite color is yellow.
All right, we'll do yellow.
Howdy, partner.
A good old
It's like
howdy,
that time I
partner.
had. It's like
Wait, you ready for this, yellow? Some goats.
Yes, ma'am.
Some kids, actually. They were baby goats.
Oh, I love goats.
Yeah, they're adorable.
Especially those fainting goats.
Doug actually took care of some goats for a friend, and that's where I recorded it at, was at their goat farm.
Really?
Yeah, he's an animal lover.
Oh. I'm an animal lover too. I love goats, but their eyes creep me out.
I like their
I
eyes the
look them in the
best.
eye. You like their eyes? Oh, I can't do it,
Oh, I love
baby.
their eyes.
Their eyes creep me out.
He's just bulging out looking at you.
And then when they go, meh, oh, it's all over
She says, I'm out of here.
No, it's I want to hold them forever to the cute
Oh.
thing. The little bad honey.
They are adorable.
I love the baby sheep the most.
You like who?
Baby lambs.
Baby lamb. What is it? Oh, okay, never mind. Oh, I just had a blonde moment. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was like, what is the difference between a goat and a sheep? I feel like a kid. Maybe I should take these bowls down, honey.
Hey, there is nothing wrong with enjoying the beautiful herbs that are on this land.
Nothing at all. Baby, it's nothing wrong with it at all. At all.
Yeah, I enjoyed some herbs tonight.
And I always loved the way my hair comes out when I wash my hair by Herbalife
Yes.
They
And
just
I love cooking with mushrooms.
You know, I like you.
I like me too.
We're gonna have to make up a pot of spaghetti sauce one night.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Oh, y'all a big deal.
So they just legalized marijuana in the state of New Jersey. So everybody decided that they were going to start Googling how to roll a blunt because, like, people don't know how to do that already or something.
Oh, yeah?
They had to Google how to roll a blunt.
Yeah. That was the top Google search from New Jersey this week, was how to roll a blunt.
I know you lying.
No, I'm not lying.
I just don't have no words.
I wish I was lying.
If you don't know how to roll a blunt, honey, then something is wrong with your life.
A lot is wrong with your life.
I'm not gonna lie to you. A lot is wrong. Like, it's easy. Like, I can roll a blunt, but I can't roll a joint.
Does that take a little more skill?
Is that weird? I think so. Like, it's smaller. You got to get the paper right. And I'm like a blunt. I'm like, she's good.
She just soaks it up.
Honey, I can drive down the road. Honey, I can drive down the road, roll the blunt, switch gears, fix my makeup all at the same time. A joint, honey, I got to pull over.
I could do that driving down the road too.
I can. I'm like, huh? Take the wheel.
95 to Tennessee, rolling joints as I can please.
I heard that.
Ding, 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 ding. Had some background music going there for a minute.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the car shutting off. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for being on with us, Fatriana. It has been a huge pleasure.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. The pleasure's all mine.
Hey, I love you, and thank you for...
I
love you, too. Thank you for thinking of me and having me on anytime.
Of course. We would love to have you on again. We're actually doing Pridecast 21, so we'll probably revisit you during that episode.
Okay. I'm here for it.
All right. Well, we'll keep in touch, and thank you so much, and you have a lovely night.
All right. Thank you. You.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Kind of a Big Deal podcast. We are hanging out now with Savannah. Howdy ho.
Hey.
So we're going to ask Savannah a couple of questions. So who has the first question? Shoot.
I do.
Okay.
Okay, what's your question?
What do you want to see yourself in the next 5 years?
I want to see myself going to college for nursing.
Really? Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's a good goal. I love that goal.
I definitely thought about it for a while.
That is awesome. It is a really awesome career.
I want to
talk louder.
Okay.
Have you ever worked in the healthcare business before?
Yes, I actually. Well, I do work in a nursing home, so I deal with like patients all the time.
That's amazing, though. Cool. I'm really proud
but
to
not
hear
like,
that.
Little kids and stuff. Thank you. That's definitely something I enjoy doing.
And it's definitely a good goal for you to have, too.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah.
Service work is always good. Goals. Good for the soul.
Can't achieve them if you don't.
You know, that's something that we've had to learn with this whole recording thing, is like talking over and stuff like that. I mean, we're learning. It's a process.
Respect the process, guys.
Yep, respect the process.
You have a question, Gianna?
You just put me on the spot. Three. I don't know much about, how many kids do you have?
I have three.
Yeah, they're adorable.
I have two boys and a girl.
The girl's more of a handful than the boys.
Oh, yeah.
She'll tell you that herself.
She's definitely my little wild one.
Yeah, hopefully she tames that down at some point.
Hey, but we all got to think about it this way, though. She acts like her mama.
Ain't that the truth?
Definitely true.
But, I mean, I guess you can't hate her for acting like you, though. I mean, you're pretty cool.
No. Sometimes. On days that end in Y, that's it. So tomorrow's a no-go.
Like, I can only deal with enough of me for myself.
Amen.
You know, I felt the same thing, and then my mom sat there and told me one day your daughter's going to be 10 times as worse as you, and I looked at her and I said, no, she won't. She's going to be a little angel. I wish I would have never said that to my mom.
Bullshit.
I take it all back. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, I think...
It is late.
I think all of you guys have...
You can make amends before you have another girl.
I think all of you guys have realized that. Leslie realized that at some point. So I think all my sisters have realized that.
You're right. But it's okay.
Yeah. At least you got beautiful kitties. All right. Anybody else got questions?
Yeah, they're beautiful until you're with them all the time.
Ain't that the truth? Anybody else got questions?
I just don't know what to ask.
I know I'm putting everybody on the spot here, but that's the fun of it. Russian roulette. Do you want to pick a button, Savannah?
Hey, isn't that when you run around in a car or something? Like, isn't that what that is?
Russian roulette's when you have one bullet in a gun chamber that's live, and the rest of them are empty, and you spin the chamber and put it to your head and pull the trigger.
Oh, shit,
so
yo.
You have a 1 in 6 chance of living. Of dying, you know?
Oh, wow.
You're talking about a Chinese fire drill.
Yeah, you're talking about Chinese
cardboard. Oh, yeah, that's what that is, guys.
We should do that one day.
I did that before.
Yeah, we should. Just stop at a red light with the cop sitting next to us.
It's actually really fun because it's a rush because you're, like, racing to get there before the light turns green. And then everybody behind you is honking their horn because they're getting pissed off because you're not going to go when the light turns green.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And it's illegal as hell.
Yeah, I know. Even though I was a sheltered kid, I still lived.
I didn't know that it was illegal, so I guess we're not going to do it then.
Oh. He's
like, I'll try it.
Come on. You gotta live a little, Savannah.
Try it later.
She says, hey, let's go try it later.
We're just not gonna tell nobody. Other than the people around us.
We need somebody like two cars back or one car back with TikTok going.
Yeah, then you
and
can
a whole bunch of cars in a row.
Yes.
And then we can get another 2,000 views on like your video of Stacy.
It needs to be a bunch of drag queens jumping out of cars.
Yes, that'd be like awesome. I would definitely love that.
I'm totally down. I'm coming to visit.
Bet.
And Craig's like, I'm gonna live a little, baby.
I don't really like the police, but I won't go to jail. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't do that. But I mean, no disrespect towards them. They definitely do their jobs like they're supposed to, and they definitely try to make the world better, but I just don't mess with them myself.
Right, it just sucks when you get arrested and it's like, God damn, I don't like it, so I just don't want to get arrested again.
I've never been arrested.
Jail's only fun if you go to prison.
I mean, I'd be well there, but
won't we all?
That's on the biggest
platform. Okay. We're going to wrap it up here. And that was just a little teaser of next week, because next week Savannah will be on with us. We'll actually have some questions to ask her. And it's going to be a blast, because she is a blast in a glass. So until next time, you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/KOABDpod. Or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at KOBDpod. So until next time, stay true, hug someone, and always be... Hey everybody, this is Terry Miller from Kind of a Big Deal Podcast. And guess what? I'm excited to tell you. Pride Month is celebrated every June in tribute to those involved in the Stonewall riots, and we're getting ready to dust off our rainbow flags, douse ourselves in glitter, and go join in the fun. With parades, festivals, and concerts going on across the globe, there's always some way for you to get involved, as well as learn more important things about social history along the way. And I'm here to announce it is time for another Pridecast event, and we're releasing it in June for Pride Month. So tune in on June 8th for Pridecast 21 to get your best drag on and let your rainbow flag fly, because bitches, we are turning it up. Bye.